AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. 720, 75 degrees on our way to a high of 104 with heat index readings near 111 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
We are doing all right here so far. I wanted to bring Tricia in because, well, typically we talk an awful lot about the farmer's market at the start of the season and also right around the homegrown celebration, but and then right at the tail end. But we wanted to kind of give a little bit extra space here for folks to hear more about the market. And Tricia, with that in mind, I just wanted to start by asking how the market has fared here so far this season as a whole.
This has actually been a great season for the farmers market. We have had more customers. We've had more vendors coming in. We have at least 10 produce vendors at every market right now, so that's been incredible. And we just have great-looking produce, so fresh. It's been a better growing season. We've seen some kind of odd growing seasons the last couple of years. Up until this heat wave now, we've had a great growing season this year.
So what are we seeing a lot of at the market right now, produce-wise?
Well, we have tomatoes everywhere. We have had the corn. We are starting to, we're seeing some winding down of a few things. Some beets have been coming back up at the market lately, and you're just starting to see the hint of that fall produce. We're seeing the spaghetti squash coming in and other varieties of squash. We have a lot of zucchini. We've had cantaloupe and watermelon. We've just had such a variety of stuff at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I picked up some peppers, also some potatoes and onions that have been at the farmer's market as well. Yeah,
so yeah, we've had a lot of that.
Well, Trisha, I do want to ask you here, because of the heat that we're dealing with here, specifically tomorrow, but obviously through the rest of the week until, Saturday, it looks like we get something akin to normal on the temperature front. Will you need to make any arrangements here to the schedule here for tomorrow evening's market?
We don't do a lot of changing, but we have had such a great variety lately, and our numbers do start to drop as people get busy with school starting, so we have been starting a little bit early lately. So if you're coming, we don't like to start too early for people who know our hours and may have to work and then get off work. But when we know we have plenty of produce and we're not concerned about running out of anything, we are more than happy to start it up early, and we will most likely be doing that tomorrow. We'll have ice water available for free there at the kiosk so you can get something to drink. Just keep in mind how you deal with the heat, and don't plan to come in line and stand for a long time. There's plenty, so don't worry about having to be there really early to be in line. We've got a lot of great produce, and you'll have a great chance to get everything.
And generally, the vendors are under tents, so I'm sure they'll probably be ready to go, huh?
Correct. Yes, they have their tents. We only have about one shade tree, so we get a few that are in the shade. But yes, they bring their tents. And so you do get to at least get out of the sun for that time that you're right there with the vendors.
Gotcha. How soon do you think you'll start tomorrow, 4:30 or even as early as 4 o'clock?
We will not start as early as 4 o'clock. Our vendors start setting up around 4:15, but I would definitely by 4:45, I'm sure we will start and have things going.
Outstanding. What does it mean for you to have the vendor list here? You've mentioned 10 vendors, pretty solid here throughout the course of the year to this point since, the season started in May. What does it mean for you to have that consistent number of vendors and now the range of products that's coming in?
I think it's been amazing. Our customers are seeing that they can regularly get the things that they want. So if they can't make one market, they know they can make it to another one. And there is such a good variety. And crafts as well. We have some jewelry vendors. We have, well, this last Saturday, we had our goat milk soap vendor back. And so we have that available. We just have so many great vendors that are able to come in and out and offer such great things. And we've still had our standards of the farm eggs and the honey and all of that going on at the market.
Now, goat milk what, Tricia?
Goat milk soap.
Oh, okay, okay.
Huh? Has goat milk soap. So that's been great to have her in and out. She's up closer to the Allen market, so sometimes goes there. Okay. But she loves to make it to Emporia when she can.
Yeah, Allen Farmer's Market, by the way, is Thursday and evenings here. I thought you said goat milk soup, so I've never heard of that before.
Sorry. No, that might
but
be
I
odd.
Suppose.
But, you know, you just never know what you might find. But, yeah, no, we did have ratatouille this last Wednesday.
Okay.
So that was a great deal, and it was almost completely made from produce at the farmer's market. There are only about three ingredients that you couldn't get at the farmer's market, and those were ingredients you could get with your EBT. We do run EBT cards, and we partake in the Double Up Food Bucks program to get extra funds for those people to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So it's a really great deal.
And I was going to ask right about that, too, because I know that there's, you know, kind of the special ways to pay or you know, the other ventures that you have going here through the farmer's market that you may not get at other markets across really across the state of Kansas.
Yeah, that's very true. We do the Double Up Food Buck program, which gives double your produce funds for an EBT card. We can take debit or credit cards and do $5 tokens that are good with all of our vendors for anything you want to buy at the market. We also are part of the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, and so we match funds that seniors get with their senior checks, and we do another $25 in bucks you can use at the farmers market, as well as some other Babinger Fund bucks that we have that we give out here and there with children's activities and other things like that. So we have a lot of different ways you can make your dollar stretch farther at the farmer's market.
So any special farmer's market activities on the docket for the fall here, Tricia?
So we will have some live music coming in again. We're also, the concert series going on in the parking lot once a month has been going on, and that starts right after the farmer's market. Children's activities every weekend, so that's been great to have with Andrea Avila doing that. And one of the most important things we want everyone to know is that there are some things coming up downtown, first two Saturdays in September. We will have the Halfway to Everywhere concert going on, as well as the Great American Market. And for those two Saturdays, Waters Hardware has agreed to let us come down there to their parking lot and set up. So the first two Saturdays in September, we will still be able to have a market, and we'll be at Waters in the parking lot.
That sounds good stuff here, Tricia. Anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we wrap things up and let you get more preparation done for tomorrow?
You know, I'd just say be sure and come on out. It does start to slow down a little bit, so you have a great chance to get in and get some wonderful produce. Our vendors are very faithful, and they're always coming in, even with these hot temperatures. So it's a great time to come in and get some of the first choices of your produce. We also have a new dog treat vendor, and thanks to the Babinger Fund, we were able to help someone get licensing for that and do testing. And so we're really excited anytime we're able to help our vendors do that.
We encourage you to get downtown and experience that farmer's market magic. Tricia, thank you so much this morning.
Yeah, thank you for letting me come on today.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, farmer's market coordinator Tricia Fullerton with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, the only one that we have available here this week happens to